And the woman worked hard as well, Hughie.
Oh, very hard.
There would be carding and weaving and all that.
Well, rather than just keep a few sheep, maybe five or six sheep and that. But it made me mother anyway. They all used to do it, some of them. She used to always, once would clip the sheep. She would keep the wool then, used to wash it. She had a spinning wheel, one of them old spinning wheels with a big wheel. Kind of a homemade sort of one. And she used to then, she used to carry the wood. I should be up to all hours, morning down here, you know, it depends what you'd be intent to make or something. And all that wood then would be all carried to big flat things like that and a lot of teeth in, you know, the wood in between. And the very nice one was finished then. There'd be and layers then, and then they would catch a layer then, and there was a thing on the spinning wheel, start weighing, the weighers, that big long string of thread off it.
Spinning, yeah.
Then add on another one, you see. Yeah. There was a big ball then of the woolen thread. And then, I'd just work all the time for weaving that. She'd be up there maybe till morning, she'd be knitting pullovers, ganges, we would call them at that time, with the wool. And then they used to colour the wool with cratter, they called it, the god of the stones.
Oh, I know.
It was a khaki sort of colour. Very nice. But that would be all their home produce, like, just the wool.
And would she sell then, that kind of, would she sell the jumpers and all that at the fair?
No. She wouldn't notice. Mostly they wear them all themselves.
Yeah, she knits for everyone in the family.
Aye, for the whole family. Because even, I mean, my grandfather was up there. I mean, her making an underwear for him out of the wool the same way. You know, they were never idle. They were always something.
I know.
But a lot of work when you were thinking, long johns of them made all of the wool from the start to finish.
And she'd knit them.
To a bit of work. And then all the water had to be carried from a well. You know, where...
And was there a well close to you, Hughie?
Ah, there was, aye. But it was about maybe 150 yards. Well, there was other water running along the side of the road. They were due for washing potatoes and all that.
Yeah, I know.
But we used to have to go to the well for the rest of it.
And did you keep a few cows, Hughie, every
family? Aye.
Yeah.
Well, they kept cows, I'll tell you. Our house at that time, really, that for a long time. It was a room and kitchen. And a byre at the end. A byre, we call it here, tin, a sloped roof on it, just on to the end of the house. And that was for a long time. And then as time went on, built another room maybe at the other end. And finally then maybe again they chucked the byre and built a new byre out in the open. So they're always improving every number of years.
Oh aye, I know.
As soon as they'll get be able to get the money to do it, I suppose. And then they're always away to Scotland. Once June come, they're all gone. You'd hardly get a man at all. So all the women had to do any work was to be done then, so the women done it. Cutting the corn and all that. There might be one man maybe in a town and they would mow the hay. The rest is all the women of the island.